Pasuk brings, it talks about the Mekosh Eitzim, Vayu Bnei Yisrael Midbar, Vayim Soish Mekosh Eitzim Yom HaShabbos, Kai Yisrael was in the Midbar, and they found a person gathering wood on Shabbos. And they brought him in, they put him in the jail, weren't sure what to do with him. Says Rashi, Vayu Bamidbar Vayim Soish, says Rashi, Begnusan Shal Yisrael Dibra Kosov. The Pasuk was talking about the gnus of Kai Yisrael. I guess the mashmos was the pasuk Vayu Bnei Yisrael Midbar. Kai Yisrael was in the Midbar, and they found the person. It sounds like it's talking about Kai Yisrael as a whole. There exists in the Midbar. They found the person. Mekosh Eishim. Says Rashi, what does that mean? It's telling you the pasuk is teaching us the gnus, the shame, the gnai of Kai Yisrael. Shul Shomer El Shabbos Rishona. They only kept one Shabbos. Uvishniya Baza Vechilga. Already the second Shabbos, this individual came, it was Machal Shabbos. So it's a G'nai for Kai Yisrael that they can only keep one Shabbos, not even two Shabbosim. Then Rashi goes on, next Rashi, right, all those that found him, Hamotzim Osam Mekosh Eishim, they brought him to Moshe Aaron, the Kol Eda, says Rashi, Shehisrubo, they warned him, Behoiniach Mekosh Eish, and they didn't allow him, I'm sorry, Behoiniach Mekosh Eish, but he did not stop, he did not refrain from being Mekosh Eish, he still kept on doing it. Even once they found him, they were mastering him, he still kept on doing it. That's Hamotzim Osam Mekosh Eish, and they found him, I guess he was still Mekosh Eish, whatever, so it didn't make a difference, their warnings went unheeded. So very simple, Rabbos, very powerful, I think. I heard some of the Chevra talking about it just now over here, but this a very beautiful Shmuz Rabbosai. The question is, Klai Yisrael went ahead, they heard their Makabo term is Sinai. They heard about Shabbos, and they go in and they kept the Shabbos. Everything was great. Comes the second Shabbos, someone messes up, someone's Machal Shabbos. They find this guy, they see him, or even before that, I'm not sure exactly when they warned them, but they warned them, kept on doing it. So Kai Yisrael was in unison. They tried to go ahead and avoid this whole Shabbos. They went out and yelled at him, and they screamed at him, they warned him, what's going to be, Mechayev Misa, something, terrible punishment. But he didn't listen, so he was obviously some kind of a Yotze Dofen, an extreme rebellious individual, had limited Yir Shamayim, would not listen to Kai Yisrael. So the question of both is why does it say, B'nusen Shal Yisrael? Why is that true? So I can't. If anything, I would say, Kai Yisrael is gevaldik, Kai Yisrael is great. There are 2-3 million Jews that kept Shabbos, right? Let's say 2,999,999. And one person, couldn't handle it more than one Shabbos. He wasn't such a tzaddik anyway. You see, they warned him and he went down the drain. He still kept on doing it. He had an axe to grind, didn't believe. Whatever the reason was, he was a special individual. And Kai Yisrael did the best they could to go ahead and stop him from Michal Shabbos. So why is it G'nai for Kai Yisrael? It's a G'nai for one person, that's all. If anything, to me, it's called a Shvach for Kai Yisrael. Look how great Kai Yisrael is. Everybody, nowadays, I mean, Nebuchadnezzar, one of the things you can't compare, but... If Kai Yisrael as a whole is keeping Shabbos, so it's not a G'nai for them, it's a G'nai for one person, you're right, it's a big G'nai. He couldn't keep Shabbos more than one time, he had to go Mechal Shabbos. Why is B'gnus B'gnusen Shal Kai Yisrael? And it's not even a star for that, it's not star for as well. I should have gone and told the guy next to me that, we should have keep Shabbos. So I can't, they did it afterwards, it didn't help. It probably wouldn't have helped, it didn't help even after they saw him and they told him, so it didn't help. They went and still were Mechal Shabbos, so what's the time? I mean, I did the best I could, I warned him, I did everything I could, and I warned him, and I was Master Bo. Kai Yisrael warned him, Kai Yisrael was Master Bo, he didn't listen, so what do you want me to do? So I did the best I could. Obviously, he's way down, he's not going to listen. So I think Rabbos HaPshat seems to be, I heard this many years ago from a Chaver, Pshat seems to be, the famous Rabbi Yisrael says, when there's more learning in Vilna, right, there's more Shmir Shabbos in Berlin. That was his famous line. When there's less learning in Vilna, there's less Shmir Shabbos and more Chil Shabbos in Berlin. Pshat Rabbosai, the way Rabbi Yisrael explains is because Chai Yisrael is one guf. We're all in this together. It's like one big mishpacha, but more than mishpacha. It's a guf. We're one entity. And we affect each other not just by directly talking or not talking, but because of who we are. If my pinky hurts me, my whole body is affected. If I'm a healthy person overall, the health spreads to all parts of the body. It affects everything. My finger also works better if I have a healthy heart that's functioning well, so the whole body is affected by it. Same is true by Kai Yisrael both. So when Kai Yisrael is on the highest level in keeping Shabbos, but not just keeping Shabbos, but keeping Shabbos with a Ren and learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and very committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it gives a lot of strength to all of us. So if I'm learning more Torah, if I'm a bigger tzaddik, so the person down the block who has no shaychus to me and never saw me in my life, nevertheless, he's uplifted. He's on a higher madrega. It's a spiritual type connection that we have. It's not just, you know, because I see him, I talk to him. I never saw the guy in my life. I never went to Berlin in my life, right? But nevertheless, it has an effect on me. It has indirect spiritual effect because we're all together. We're all part of Kai Yisrael. So the tefillah against Kai Yisrael here was, you're right, you went out, you talked, you did the best you could. That wasn't a tefillah. The tefillah was because you were obviously lacking a certain madrega of shlemus and ruchnius. If you would have been a higher madrega, so it wouldn't have happened. Kai Yisrael, how could this, after one Shabbos, a guy's Machal Shabbos, well, what's with you guys? Where's your dveikus b'Hashem? Where's your avdus b'Hashem? Where's your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where's your hard work and commitment to Shabbos and to all the, I don't think it's just Shabbos, to all the mitzvahs? There was something lacking. It was a g'nai for Kai Yisrael. If this could happen, if it's shayach that, even though Kai Yisrael was doing mitzvahs and all that, and this guy was Machal Shabbos second time, something was lacking. It was a g'nai for them. They should have been on a higher madrega, and that would have affected them, you know, in a spiritual, mystical way. It would have affected their level of shmir, his level of shmir Shabbos. So that's the chizk rasha bosa. You know, just we learn Torah, we do mitzvahs, we do it, but it's not just for me myself. I have an ability to affect other people who I never met in my life, people who have no shaykhs to me. When I do a mitzvah, when I elevate my own madrega, it elevates Kai Yisrael as a whole, and everyone will be affected. That's one level of hashpah that a person has on someone else. Then the earlier pasuk really says, talks about by the Meraglim, earlier in the parsha, Im Yiras Aretz, if HaKadosh Baruch was talking about Kai Yisrael at that point, it says if these people see Eretz Yisrael, they will not go in, they will be killed beforehand. And they cannot come to Eretz Yisrael. These spies were no goodniks. They did not vera, and they were being held responsible. The Avdi Kalev, what about Kalev? My servant Kalev, Ekev Hoyseruah Cheres Imo. He had a different spirit with him. Vayimali Achari followed me. Vaviyosu Aras Hashirbo Shama. I will bring him to Ram Vazaria Rishena. So it seems the pasuk is saying that why was Kalev so special? Because he had Ruach Cheres Imo. And because of that, I will give him Eretz Yisrael. I'll give him a chelk in Eretz Yisrael. Right? I think it was the Chevron. Is that what it was? Chevron, I think, right? That was Kalev, right? So he was so special. And the reason why he's Zocha, even though he's part of the Meraglim, he's Zocha to get Eretz Yisrael because of the fact that he had a Ruach Cheres. What does that mean, says Rashi? Ruach Cheres plus the Chafdal and the Rashi. Stay Ruchos. He had two different winds, two different feelings, two different hearts, two different Ruchos within him. Two different spirits, I guess the best word is. Achas bepeh, v'achas b'reif. He spoke one way, he had a forked tongue, right? He spoke one way, and in his mouth, is verbally, he verbalized certain words, but his heart was very different. Amragim Omar, to the Amragim he said, Ani mochem eitza. I am with you, with the eitza you have, I'm with you. I want to be with you. He told him that. And I think it's right, okay, but in his heart he was at the same time when he said, when he indicated to them that I'm with you, Beitza, so in his heart he wanted to tell the truth. He never wanted to tell a lie, he never wanted to mislead Kai Yisrael, never wanted to say G'nai Be'eretz Yisrael. He wanted to tell the truth, he wanted to say the Shvach Be'eretz Yisrael. But by they came, Haya Bokach Hashtikam, because he indicated to them that was his smart, his wily, you know, approach. He said, listen, let me make them think that I'm with them, I'm part of them. Come over to them by Yas Kolev, right? Yeah, Kolev quieted them down. Shayusvurim Shayom Kamosam, because they thought that he would join them. And as he said words which indicated that he's on their team. So he said those words. Basically, Sarashi is saying that he was a special person because he was a very smart person. He outfoxed them. There was a whole big tumult. Everyone was going crazy, and all the Meraglim were saying bad things about Eretz Yisrael. So how is he going to go? How is he going to go ahead and convince people otherwise? How is he going to get the stage? He has to get the podium, right? They're not going to be quiet. They're not going to let him get up there. So he has to first mislead them by saying certain things. They asked Kolev, but he told them that I'm with you. We're together, you know. But in his heart, he felt differently. B'shas might felt differently. And Melo, he had a chance to talk about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. Don't be afraid. There, Hashem will take care of them. Not a problem. The question of Bosa is, and that's why he was Zocha to his Chelk in Eretz Yisrael. the Zari Roshana because of this. The question of both sides, what's the big deal? Okay? He's a smart man. I give him credit for his craftiness, his tactic was very nice, Baruch Hashem, beautiful, but that's not what the Shvach is. The Shvach is not Ekev HaShoysa, you know, he was a very smart person. No, the Shvach was, and the reason why he's getting credit is because, and why is he getting Eretz Yisrael, is because of the fact that, because he was Echad Upev, Echad Bogev, right? He was Shtei Ruchos he had. He was able to go ahead and talk in one way, why felt some other way, right? He was able to follow through afterwards. Now let me ask you a question. It says, what was the reason why he told them that he was with them? He indicated, told them through his verbiage, he told them, I'm with you. Why did he tell them? It was all part of the plan. It's not like Pshat, at one time he felt what he said, he was involved, and you know, he started cursing or whatever, or he said certain things. No, he never, ever, ever felt any connection, any reality, any connection, any kesher to what he was saying. Right? It was just, the whole thing was a mirage, it was a deceptive tactic to go ahead and convince them that to make them believe for a couple of seconds that he's on their side. So he gets up and says certain things, which, you know, Ani Mocham Eitzam with you guys, you know, very nice, okay. So, but at the same time, you know, he felt differently. He felt, I'm not with these guys, I don't have any shaykhs to them, I'm going to go ahead and tell them the real truth in 2 minutes. I don't think it's so hard to do, right? It's one thing if a person, you know, felt a certain way and was talking what he felt with all his gusto, with all his vim, vitality and excitement, you know, he felt it, he ingrained it, but he never felt nothing. He never believed what he said. It was just the whole thing was a fraud, a ruse. That's all it was. It was the way, it was a wily way of getting them to be quiet. But it seems that the schar he got was so great, was so special, was because he had the koach to go ahead and overcome, because he had such a strong desire to go ahead and praise Eretz Yisrael, to tell the truth, that he was able to overcome this very strong, powerful effect that his dibur would have on himself. Because when a person says certain things, he doesn't mean it. It's a joke. It's not real, and he's doing it for a certain shame shemaim like a reason, you know. But nevertheless, even with the fact it's only temporary and just for a certain purpose, you know, but it has an effect. And the natural result, if it wasn't for Ekev, if it wasn't for Kalev's greatness, that he was a very strong, he was very committed, you know, believe to go ahead and serve Hashem and talk properly about Eretz Yisrael, he would have succumbed, and he wouldn't have had maybe. It doesn't mean he wouldn't have said it, but maybe he wouldn't have said with the same feeling. Maybe it would have been 100%, it would have been 80%, or without so much feeling of love for Eretz Yisrael. It's hard to say exactly what would have happened, but it would have made a difference. And his feeling for Klal Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael would have been different. Why? Because he said something. Whatever he said has an effect upon the person. So that's what we see over here. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Hard to say even. That such a dibur, a temporary dibur, which has no meaning behind it, and he wasn't convinced or anything like that, he was just doing it for this purpose. But nevertheless, he got so much credit. Why? Because he was able to withstand the effect of his dibur, which verbally means that I'm with you, Beitza, I'm with the Meragim, I associate with them. He was able to extricate himself from that dibur, not having it affect him, and nevertheless, and go full steam ahead and talk about the Galus of Eretz Yisrael. Both, and this is the power. We have to be so careful in terms of how we talk. How we talk is so crucial. That's, you know, that's chinuch hamusher. It's musher b'spailus. A person talks in a proper way. It's not just the guy does things. If a guy talks in a proper way, it has an effect on us in a positive way. That's how you improve yourself. Talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, talking about Yirah Shemayim, talking about mitzvahs, talking about chesed, has an effect on a person. That same effect can be used the fakirt also. When a person speaks in a negative way, he talks about, you know, inappropriate things, or he talks in an inappropriate way, not so nicely, it has a potentially can have a very powerful effect. And it's only because of Kalev's greatness that he got Eretz Yisrael, because of it, that's why he was zochah, not that he was able to withstand the natural effects that would have happened because of what he said. This is the power on one hand, how we affect someone else, in the first chazal, that our actions affect someone else, and the second chazal is our dibur affects ourselves very powerfully.